If you have a natural ecosystem, think of a forest. Atlanta is a forest. If all we weren't living here, it would be a forest. And the forest would be perfectly able to take care of itself. So we would like to get back to that a little more. Right around World War II, there was started to be a great reliance on agricultural chemicals. That includes herbicides, but it also includes fungicides and insecticides. And people have been waving this magic wand over their poor gardens for, you know, some decades. But people of all ages are concerned with their health and concerned with organic food. And so people are getting away from the chemicals and striving to be more organic. One thing you can do to prevent weeds from appearing in the first place is to add mulch. When you plant and you have a nice new area and you've just planted, put mulch on the soil. This can be ground pine bark or wood chips or pine straw.
So this is sort of the preventative measure to
exactly.
take on the front end.
This will smother the newly sprouting weeds and they'll never get a good start.
Jerry, we've just stepped inside your kitchen. There is a great tool that you're preparing on the stove right now.
So I've got some water boiling on the kettle here, and we're going to take it outside and pour it on our weeds. Okay, so see this brick sidewalk here?
Mm-hmm.
In between the bricks, there's enough space for weeds to grow, and so I'm just going to pour this boiling water on the weeds. Now, if I were to pour this boiling water too close to this flower bed here, those plants would die too. So you've got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was doing it on the sidewalk, because I know that that's foolproof.
And I inadvertently did that with an oak leaf hydrangea not too long ago. I watered it first from a hose that had been sitting in the sun, and the water so hot, and I cooked it.
I'm sorry.
Are the weeds that we encounter in our gardens today, are they indigenous, or were they imported with other plants over the centuries?
I would say about half and half. There's a joke that plantain weed, which is that big flat-leafed weed, that was called white man's footsteps, because that came over on the sailing ships with the first explorers and pioneers on their boots. In my lifetime, in my long lifetime, I have noticed the introduction of a couple of weeds that weren't here when I moved to Atlanta in the late 70s. There's a forest grass that creeps, and there's also potato vine, which is probably in the Morning Glory family, but that wasn't here.
So we've used what you call the most benign method, boiling water. What is another option?
Well, we've already talked about mulching to prevent weeds, and now we're into chemicals, and water is our first chemical. It's totally organic. And the next one is white vinegar. You just get a bottle of white vinegar from the grocery store and one of these squirt bottles. And you can use this full strength or you can dilute it. I usually use it full strength. So this is a beautiful iris cristata, a crested iris. It's going to bloom in the springtime. And here's a weed. With this method, I recommend that you have a shield, a paper shield of some sort. And so I've stationed my cardboard between the weed and the good plant. And so we just coat this with vinegar. Here's another one. There's a recipe that is sort of universal. It's a quart of vinegar and a cup of salt and a few drops of liquid dish soap. And the dish soap is so that it helps to coat the leaves. And put that in a hand sprayer. Now, salt will also kill plants through a reverse osmosis. Some people do that to slugs, too.
I was just thinking that.
Oh, John, don't smile. That's so hard on the slugs. I prefer the brick method.
I have personally never done it myself.
Okay.
Jerry, thank you very much.
A weed is a plant in the wrong place.